Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Well, this week we are going to find out that one trend that left us a while ago is again coming back. Last week we learned about camouflage. What are we learning about this week?
Well, believe it or not, I've talked to you a lot about 80s vintage.
Yeah.
But when I say this, it's hard for me to even get it out. But now we're going to talk about 90s vintage.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. Specifically what?
Well, specifically lumberjack chic. That's what they're calling it now. Do you remember how the grunge and plaid was so huge in the 90s? It was plaid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, designers are starting to dabble with the plaid again. And don't get me wrong, we're not going back to full grunge, but we are dabbling a lot with the plaid. And the lumberjack plaid specifically, that black and white, large block plaid that we all have had in our wardrobe at one point. You guys know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That has become super chic, and you're starting to see it incorporated into your wardrobe again. And it's so funny. This is like another blue-collar trend, kind of like our camouflage, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's amazing to me. But what you're going to see is that plaid reworked in really, really beautiful ways. So, you know, if you have this already in your wardrobe, whether it's a flannel shirt or maybe you have a handbag in that plaid or a vest or even just a scarf, you want to add it to things that are more feminine, like fuller skirts and lacy tops and silkier pieces, and also to sexier, tougher things, like things that are done in leather and denim and shearling. And what you're going to find is that blend of the masculine and the feminine makes it super chic, and it actually works. It looks fantastic, and it also makes you look 10 years younger in a heartbeat.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that it's a natural something that brings back youth, and it just makes you look younger.
It looks very warm in the pictures that you sent us, you know?
That's very true. I've pinned a lot of things on Pinterest so that you can kind of understand how to do this whole thing. But the other thing is I don't want you to be afraid to mix this plaid with other plaids, because you're seeing that a lot too. Because you have and other prints. Because this plaid is a large block plaid, you can add it to, you know, geometric prints or even florals and laces and all of that, and it just looks fantastic. But the one thing that's important to me is that we already have it. So many of us already have this in our wardrobe, so it's just a way to renew, refresh, reuse, and save the money and really start to enjoy what we may already have in a new fun way.
And I see a lot of this kind of stuff at thrift stores for secondhand things.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, you know, blending the new with the old, the pricey with the inexpensive, and creating a really chic, hot, fun look.
Now, is it mostly just the red and black? Because all the pictures you sent or that I see on Pinterest are red and black.
It's true. But all plaids, period, are really hot this season. So, you know, if you have a pink and black, or if you had a yellow and black, or a blue and black, or anything like that, you can absolutely use those.
Perfect.
Did you used to have something like that?
Mine was hot pink and black, but we won't go there.
Awesome.
Anyway, I did not save that one. I'm sure it wouldn't fit anyway. So, moving along.
Well, for more tips, please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, or follow me on Pinterest, because as I said, I have lots of things pinned there. And you can also go to my website, senseofstyle.com.
And to find you on Pinterest, it's AndyPaige.
That's right. Andy Page, just like a boy.
All right. Well, you're our girl. That's all I can say.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a fantastic week.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks,
okay,
Andy.
Bye.
Talk to you.
Star 105.7.